This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? One of the great promises of stem cell biology is to use a patient's own cells as a template to build a real, working organ or tissue in the lab. One prime example, a treatment for diabetes by turning stem cells into working pancreatic beta cells, which release insulin.
The existing beta cells that our lab and others have created were, I'd say, 90% of the way there, but 90% still means not functional.
Ron Evans, a molecular biologist at the Salk Institute. Evans compares the first batch of stem cell-derived beta cells they made to a darkened room.
If you walk into that room, there may be everything in it that you need to be a complete room with furniture and chairs and everything else, but it's dark. And the key is, what do you need to turn on the light?
That light switch, Evans discovered, is a gene called estrogen-related receptor gamma. Flip it on, and it activates a genetic circuit that ramps up mitochondria production, powers up the cell, and endows the almost functional beta cells with the ability to sense glucose and release insulin in response. Evans' team recently used that trick to transform stem cells into beta cells that work just like they would in a healthy pancreas. And when they transplanted those cells into mice with a mouse version of diabetes, blood glucose levels fell to normal levels in half the rodents. The results are in the journal Cell Metabolism. Next, Evans says he'll replicate the test in diabetic primates.
Primates get diabetes in a fashion that's very similar to people. And if it works in a primate, very high probability that it's going to work in people.
And if it does, we might someday replace a shot of insulin with a shot of cells. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.